Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Worried about the uncertainty of adulting? We feel you. There are just so many things to plan. Mapa relationships, career, business, health, personal goals, and of course, pera. That can be challenging, lalo na since a lot of us are clueless. But guess what? Sun Talks On Demand is here. It's a financial literacy initiative from Sun Life that can help us as we adult our way through life. We'll learn how to budget, save, and invest for a brighter future, even as we enjoy the present. Ang reassuring, di ba? Kaya tara, hang out with Sun Talks On Demand with Sun Life.
Podcast Network Asia.
It's nice to think na may magarang car yung jowa mo.
And like, kaya diba, Rina, sinabi ko sa'yo, nung nakaangkas gaming, then sabi ko, nagulat ako nung sinabi mo na hinatid ka ni, ano, ni jowa. So, sa kala ka, ay, taray, naka-car si Athena.
Sasabay ka pa dapat.
Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Ina!
This is Sari!
And Athena here!
You are listening to... Dami energy ng mga bading today. Kasi today, it's a very special episode. It's a sponsored episode.
Yes!
Finally!
Yes. Ano bang gusto niyo, mga kapitbahay? Sagot na namin yan. Chicken quality namin.
Mga kapitbahay, we made it.
We're celebs again.
We're celebs again. Hindi na kami, tapos na kami sa flop era namin.
We are now influencers.
So, shout out to Sun Life for sponsoring this episode. You guys are the best. And for today's episode, no, tamang-tama din actually, no, na pumasok yung Sun Life with this topic or with this topic suggestion because it was already in the pipeline, diba? Because right now, one of the things that we're very transparent here right now, Shukodazers, is we're at a very different junctures of our lives from when we first started the podcast, no? A lot of us were still student, you know, Athena was still a student, or at that time, I was still... Or we're still starting our career, or we're at a very comfortable stage of our career. So we're very young, you know, that sense of no responsibilities. But now, you know, 3 to 4 years later, this is it, map. This is it, pansit. Ano na tayo? Pa-adult-adult na tayo. And we're starting to take on, I suppose, more defined roles, diba? Or more expected roles out of us being adults. And we're making big decisions. Just a few months ago, you heard the news. Yes, totoo po ang balita. Buntestant na po si Ina.
Oh, actually, wow!
Kabuanan niyo na mga kapitbahay. And sorry, and I and Athena, we're also taking on very radically different paths in terms of our career, in terms of our life, and towards something, I guess, conventional. If is that a good term? You know, is that a good term? Hindi ko alam. But now we're taking roles that are more expected, I guess, for growing adults, or now that we're now to the next level adult of our adult life. That's why nilapitan kami ng Sun Life in order to talk about
this. Yes, can't believe it. But yes, we're here.
I love it, nilapitan tayo.
Ayun, nilapitan.
Ganda natin.
For the first time in history. Diba? So for today, mga kapitbahay, pag-uusapan natin. Syempre, it is about money and at the same time, how to handle it, but we're also giving a very kudazzers twist to it, which is babaklain namin.
Kasi you know.
Kasi best na po namin to Sun Life. Best na po talaga namin.
We'll try to give you practical stories and advice. From our perspective, hindi kami mga expert, mga kapitbahaya. Yan lang namin. We'll just put it out there. We're not experts, but we do really want to share. And sincere to, we want to impart our experiences regarding, you know, this topic sa inyo.
Yes.
Putting that out there.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so today we're talking about money and relationships, no? Mahal o mahal ako?
Ay, bongga mo, Ega de la Torre.
Mahal o mahal ako? Yung ba yan?
Mahal ko or mahal ako?
Ayan.
I'm from that. Biti kasi kami.
Yun ba yan? Sino ang pipiliin ko? Ayan ba yun?
Yes.
Ay, ang galing. I'm one with pop culture.
Alam nyo, ang bongga din talaga ng Sun Life. Ang bongga ng timing ni Lea. Kasi, timing na timing. Lahat tayo may jowa.
Wala ka buwan na.
Wala. Ang galing natin. Kaya meron kaming right gawin tong topic. Charot. Tong topic.
Alam mo,
na
perfect
to.
Topic pa talaga to sa atin.
Yeah, and I think because, you know, in terms of the stages of our relationship, meron tayo on different life cycles, no? So Athena, she's just starting. Si Sari, andun na siya sa cusp ng, you know, they're starting to make joint decisions in terms of the way they're, what they call this, how where to bring their relationship next. Me and Toto, you know, we're also in a comfortable position now to make financial choices. And the same with Ina, who's also now juggling expenses at the same time, with especially with the coming of Ming Ming Bolivar, di ba?
Yes.
Nakakatawa yung The Coming.
The Coming of Ning Ning Bolivar. So yun. Sige, let's start this with a very simple question, no? So, is money a taboo topic for you? Do you think money is a taboo topic in a relationship?
Ako dati, oo.
Really? Why?
Natakot ako eh. Kasi nadala na ako. Parang nagkaroon ako ng relationship before na nagkaroon ako ng malaking problem with money kasi hindi niya kayang ibalik sa akin. Eh, hindi naman yung extra money. Yun to survive after college. Hindi ko talaga masingil agad. Tapos parang maliit na halaga lang yun pero parang patak-patak pang binayad sa akin. So after that,
sakit ng patak-patak. Hindi pa may patak. Yung mag-uubos mo na isang puan.
Alam mo yun, tapos parang simula nun, parang I vowed na hindi ko kayang i-involve ang pera in a relationship. So I think, nung nandito na ako sa current relationship ko, there was a time na I really needed money. Tapos hindi talaga ako makalapit sa kanya. Umabot sa point na para inabot kami ng madaling araw kasi I really can't take the offer of my partner na pahiramin ako. Pero as in, natatakot kasi ako na magda-downfall from there.
Yeah.
Ewan ko kung nag-gets nyo. Pero kasi parang from, galing ako sa pamilya na hindi naman super okay eh. So, nagiging away talaga sa bahay lagi yung pera.
I think any family naman, Sari, whether yung, you know, whether you're a family that's, you know, familiar with money or loaded with money or not, money is always a scary issue, no?
Tapos parang, dahil you don't want to mess the relationship up, parang ayaw mong i-risk.
Yeah.
Na ganun. Pero umabot sa point na parang habang tumatagal, nare-realize ko lang na parang hindi ko naman hayaang mangyari to eh. So, sige, I'll be open about it. I'll be transparent about it. Tapos, let's see where it goes from there. Kasi mas naniniwala ako siguro dun sa nabuo naming, understanding. Pero minsan kinakabahan pa rin ako kasi I saw how my parents were fighting about it. Tapos nakita ko rin kung paano nasira yung relationship ko dun sa ex ko because of it.
So,
ayun, medyo scary pa rin. Pero alam mo yun, baby steps hanggang
Makahanap
tayo ng common ground, kumbaga.
Okay. What about you, Athena? I'm curious, given that, you know, out of everyone, no, you're the youngest relationship here. Do you have problem? Is money a taboo topic for now?
For now, no. I don't think it has ever been. Kasi I've been with a few partners who borrowed money from me nung student pa ko. But I can see it being a struggle though. Kasi hindi lang sa paghiram eh. For example, because right now I'm living with my partner. Like, secret lang. Kung nakikinig ng nanay ko to, hindi ha?
Nag-secret ka pa.
So, I'm currently living with my partner. And as I've mentioned before, I have more financial power with my partner. Like, mas malaki yung sweldo ko compared sa kanya. And because of that, sinasalo ko most of the bills and most of the, like, food, ganon. But if carry niya naman magbigay, nagbibigay siya, hindi siya madamot. Hindi ko siya dinadala as an issue. Like, sometimes I struggle with that lang. Because sometimes I wanna eat, like, Jollibee na madami. Alam mo yun? And now I can't do that because...
Okay lang sa'yo yung setup na yun. Like, parang tanggap mo na ganun talaga.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Hindi siya issue sa akin. It's a struggle lang. Na parang ako, I have to give up a lot of my wants.
Kasi
I have to do the needs first. Lalo na ngayon, di ba, tumataas yung mga bilihin. So, kunyari, sa groceries, and dati I don't do that na may dala akong calculator sa groceries. But no, I have to budget everything. So, and I've also learned how to budget. Like, I have notes. Sa notes, nakalagay doon may September budget, may October budget, may ganon. Tapos naka-allot na certain money for certain things. And then I tell him na kung ano yung hindi ko na kayang saluhin. And then if he can. So, yun naman. Ang maganda naman sa kanya, he's really giving sa ano. And for me kasi, money doesn't make the relationship. I mean, ano lang siya, factor. And I believe my partner is giving me more sa avenues na hindi ko nabibigay. And so, I provide on things that I can provide.
So, yeah. You know, kudos to you, Athena. You know, if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't have that kind of prescience to handle the relationship that way. Because I think it takes a certain mindset, a pragmatic mindset and a collected mindset in order to be able to do the relationship that way. But in any case, sige. What about you, Ina? Is money a taboo in your relationship?
Ako never. Kasi, hindi ko nga alam. Parang I think it just fell into place. Naalala ko, when we were starting out, nauna kasi siyang umalis ng university sa akin eh. He didn't finish for a while. He stopped kasi he had to work, you know, because he had to help his family. Nung mag-jowa pa lang kami ah. So, di ba, parang... First year ako noon or tapos siya, parang graduating na siya. Pero, he had to stop. Kasi yung family niya, nagkaroon siya ng family issues. So, he had to work. Tapos, hindi ko alam kung paano nangyari. Parang, he just started. Alam mo, ma'am, months pa lang kami noon na. We haven't even been dating for like a year. Ay, hindi naman. I think we already dated a year na. Kasi nag-second year na ako eh. Naging kami nung freshman ako. He started sending me regularly yung pera. As in, pinapadala niya ako regularly ng pera. He gave me an ATM. Parang, tapos people were telling me na, alam mo, I think he's serious about you. He's really saving money. Para makapag-ipon kayo. Pero kasi back then, hindi naman din ganun kalaki yung allowance ko. I ended up using the money na pinapadala niya, which was, I think, supposed to be savings namin. Pero no, I mean, no, nagamit siya. I mean, because you know, that's how money...
Iniisip pa ba minsan na parang, siguro kundi ko yung ginastos, may crib na kami.
Hindi naman, may feeling ko, kundi ko yung ginastos, may bahay na
ako. Akala mo pala ate, allowance mo.
Pero sabi mo, hindi, to be fair, sabi niya, allowance mo yan. You go and use it. Oh, tapos yung mga tao, ganun din yung reaction. Ano, may ano ka? Parang, yeah, he gave me an ATM. So I would withdraw. Tapos pag nasyo-short ako, pinapadala niya ako.
Dudu na provider talaga forever.
Yun yung love language niya eh. Parang providing and, you know, acts of service. Tapos hiya-hiya ako dati kasi sa akin, mataas yung pride ko. Parang nahihiya akong humingi. Pero he would regularly ask, kamusta ka dyan? Parang meron ka bang pera for this and that? Sinasabi ko na, yun nga na short ako, pero okay lang, parang hingi ako kaila mama, kaila papa. Sabi niya, hindi, may extra ako, padadalang kita. Mm. So parang it went on like that. Tapos bumawi, yung naging dynamic kasi namin, nung siya naman yung bumalik sa college, which was many, many years later. Tapos parang dumating pa natin yung time na I didn't have work. Tapos nakitira ako sa family niya. Tapos he provided everything for me.
Mm. Oh, that's so cute.
Tapos nung, pero bumaliktad yung dynamic nung when he had to go back and finish his thesis, ako yung nag-work. As in, I was working part-time as a tutor online. Tapos, nakwento ko na to eh, yung nagbibenta ako ng mga candy, tsaka, tumatambay ako, nagbibenta ako ng mga stuff sa mga tambayan for college students, yung mga accessories, mga candies, ganyan. So yun, parang I earned a lot. Tapos, naging date namin yan lagi. Whenever, di ba masyado uso dati yung e-banking eh. So, nagiging date namin na every time we would pay our bills, lalabas kami, tapos mag-jollibee kami, mag-umakdo kami. Ganon. So, ganon. Pabalik-balik lang yung ganong dynamic, no? Nung nag-OFW siya, ako naman yung nag-master. So, he provided everything. And then, nung umuwi na siya, during the pandemic, ako yung nagtatrabaho. Ako yung nag-racket. I provided everything. Ngayon, I'm pregnant. So, I stopped working. Tapos siya naman. When it comes to like, quote-unquote, taboo, ngayon na-realize ko, ngayon I'm pregnant, hindi siya taboo, ah. Pero kasi, meron na kami ngayong policy na huwag mo na ako itanong kung anong bibilin ko because I don't have to explain to you. I just have to tell him what it is. And I think he trusts me. Kasi parang, dati kasi, parang nagkakaano pa eh. Na parang, kailangan mo bilhin yan? We need it because, ganito nga. I've been trying to be like a thrifty mom. So yeah, I've been trying to invest sa mga, yung mga long-term solutions like cloth diapering and like expensive gadgets. Even gadgets, parang, and not so expensive. Parang a bit pricey na mga kagamitan when it comes to breastfeeding. Tapos hindi, when I tell him na ito yung naging cost, naano lang siya, hindi kasi kailangan to, ganyan-ganyan. So hindi siya naman talaga taboo. Pero parang yung naging usapan na namin is, okay lang ba na huwag niya nang ipa-draw out sa akin yung explanation?
Yeah.
Parang he just has to trust me that we need it. So for example, literally right now while we're having this kuda, nag-aayos na ako ng mga crate. I have crates of like 2 crates of diapers and cotton balls and wipes. But then I've been so thrifty about these things na hindi ako bibili na hindi naka-sale, mga ganon. So hindi naman siya tabu, pero parang now that I'm pregnant, we skip that na parang you have to explain to me first why you're buying this. Because ang daming kailangan bilhin na parang hindi na kailangan na ito, kailangan natin to eh kasi diaper siya. Obvious na yun. No-brainer na yun. Parang now that we're having a baby, we are going to spend money and we are going to, you know, sabi nga nila minsan pag may anak ka daw, sabi ng mga friends ko, pikit mata na lang sis. Pikit mata na lang daw. Yeah, because you have to invest daw in things that would make your life easier.
Mm. Yeah, pero I think Ate Ina brought up a very important point. When it involves money and relationships, kailangan may trust ka and maganda dapat yung foundation ng trust ng isa't isa. Kasi, you know, money is, in no other words, important talaga siya sa atin. Especially if it's hard work na in-earn mo talaga. So, I think, and with relationship as well, you want to provide at least, like, sa partner mo. I think siguro pares kami ng love language ni Kuya Dudong na provider and acts of service. And I think talagang ini-involve mo talaga yung trust mo na if you're giving this person this amount of money or papahiram mo sa kanya, itatrust mo na gagamitin niya to sa okay na paraan and na hindi niya kailangan explain kung saan niya gagamitin to. Kasi you trust na hindi niya yung gagamitin sa like paglalaro or something.
Pagbibisyo.
Nakakabagay si pagbibisyo.
Pero may one time nagkaano kami, parang slight argument kami niyan kasi parang tumaya ata siya or nakipag-bet siya sa NBA Finals. natalo siya, tapos tsaka lang siya umamin sa akin. Sabi ko, magkano yung damage? Tapos medyo malaki. Tapos talaga nagtampo ako. Sabi ko, ba't ka pupusta sa NBA Finals?
Sige, sige. Ako naman siguro, at itutuhog ko na rin yung ano dito, yung susunod natin na pag-uusapan. It's never been an act. It was never really talked about, but at the same time, we gave, especially during my first few relationships, it was something that we never really talked about. Because at the time, because I think we were young. No, because we were young, we were so focused on, you know, making the relationship happen. And money wasn't really that much of conversation because ano lang ba yung pinagkagastosan namin at that time, no? Which is yung pangkain ng ano, sa lunch or magde-dinner or whatever. So, I guess I'm lucky in that regard during the first parts of my relationship. Now, yung second part ng pag-uusapan natin, no, has it ever been a problem to you? Has money ever been an issue to you? Which I think nasagot nyo na rin naman na in some parts of your kuda kanina. But to me, it has been an issue when one of my partners before, because at that time, it was his first time, no, to gain some sort of spending power. And it was a lot of money because, you know, he was handling big accounts. Hard-earned money. It was hard-earned money naman. So, alam mo talaga, meron talaga siyang gravitas at meron talaga siyang lakas ng loob na gumastos ng pera. Eh, at the time, I was just still handling my MA and I was relying on doon sa mga kinikita ko on my side jobs, no, and side hustles. Which was enough. But that's the thing. It was enough. There wasn't any allowance for me to spend so much on the side. Alam mo yun, wala akong pang, parang noon nung time na isang kahig, isang tuka ako. And I think that frustrated him because hindi ako makasabay doon sa mga gusto niyang gawin. Especially, I think, you know, he was thrust in a world wherein, you know, everyone can just spend the way they, without any worry. Parang isang kaskas lang yan and then, you know, that's it. Eh ako, yung isang kaskas ko, parang to me, yung isang, kumbaga yung kunwari, magde-dinner kami, parang yung grabe yung dinner na yun, yung gagastasin ko for that dinner, pwede ko na yan, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and readings for one week. Alam mo yan? Pero sa kanya, I cannot. As much as I want to, I cannot. And I think that became a source of frustration and why the relationship eventually panned out. Petered out towards the end because, you know, we were at different points of our lives. You had different priorities. But now, you know, I think with me and Toto naman, it's not an issue because it was something that we actively talked about, you know, when we started the relationship. Because when we started the relationship, I was still doing my freelance work. So again, you know, the money was decent, but at the same time, it wasn't that big enough for me to be able to do the things that, you know, spend on the things that he can spend on. Because, you know, he's a manager now and he's been working for so long. Sabi ko sa kanya na,
you have two different lifestyles.
Oh, yun yung sinabi ko sa kanya. I have to tell you na, you know, I don't mind, you know, spending on luxuries, but that's precisely what they are for me. They are luxuries. Because, well, yes, meron akong extra money na pwede kong gastusin. That's money that I'd rather use or I'd rather save for now as opposed to, you know, one night of enjoyment. Na, you know, okay, sayang nga, but at the same time, gusto kong gagastasin ko siya. Kung gagastas ako, hindi ako magbibilang the next day. Do you get what I mean? And I think kudos to him na, you know, siya yung nagsabi sa akin. Then, you know, because some of these activities, no, yung mga, kunwari, mga going out with his friends, some which are very important to him because, you know, he's working a 9-to-5 job. And I understand that he would want to find an outlet, diba? Kasi ako, I suppose, sabi nga nila, di ba? Ba't ka pa maghanap ng outlet again? Nag-cater ka na. Hindi ka ba dyan nakakamaglabas ng outlet? Which is both true and false, no? It is true in the sense na, yeah, may creative, may nailalabas mo siya one way or another. But it's also not, that's not the case because there are also work-related stress there. But in any case, sabi niya, if it's something na, you know, ako yung nag-iaya sa'yo, then ako ang gagastos. You don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to worry about paying me back because what I want there is I want you to be there and I want you to experience that together with me. So it's not an imposition sa akin na gastosan siya. Then sabi ko, fine. Then ako naman, nagkaroon din ako ng stipulation na as long as hindi siya lalagpas ng 3,000, ganyan sabi ko. As long as hindi lalagpas ng 3,000 yung gasto, sige, I can accept. You know, in any case, no, like for example, kahit mga padala sa Lazada or Shopee or in any delivery service, di ba? Okay, pag ganun. Pero yung pag more than 3,000, I think I might need, for the sake of my pride, I need to pay you back somehow. May ganong ano kami, may ganong trade-off kami sa ganyang usapan. Mm. And at the same time, you know, which is funny nga, I remember, eh, ako kung nakakwento ko sa inyo, minsan nagpapaalam siya pag bibili siya sa akin ng mga stuff na gusto niya pagkagastusan, no? Like, ano kasi ang luho niya is watches, no? Parang gusto niya bumili ng bagong watch, sabi ko. So, eh, kung magpaalam sa akin, because number one, that's your money. Number two, you're 30. You know, you don't need my permission. Sa akin, you're already old enough to know the value of your money, and at the same time, you're already old enough to know not to go overboard. I guess I'm thankful na, you know, I'm in a relationship now wherein meron din siyang healthy perspective in terms of expenditure and stuff like that. Of course, you know, nag-uusap din kami, we need to find a way on how to minimize expenditure natin per week, because, you know, for our benefit too. It's small money, but it's still money that we can still use for another day. Yung mga ganung bagay.
May na-bring up ka na point, no, yung regarding, siguro sa amin iba yung dynamic. Ever since, even before we were married, whenever I would say it's your money, you will always say na no, it's ours. So parang na-train kami for that. When it comes to problems, I think we have experienced this one time na dumaan kasi siya. I guess this is also happening to me. Dumaan siya dati sa isang phase na he made a lot of bad investments.
Mm.
And I hindi ko alam kung saan nakulurugar nun eh. Parang should I tell him to stop? Or should I tell him to continue? Parang ganon.
Mm.
Parang sabi ko, well, that's your money. And then he would always bring up, hindi ninipera natin to. Sabi ko, I understand. Pero yung ginagastos mo ngayon is money that you're earning. Parang dumating pa sa point na he was trying to invite me to invest in the things that he was investing. Parang we resolved that when I said na, I don't want to. Sabi kong ganun, I don't want to. I just want to be an observer. So, and I think in the end, he realized it was a bad investment. That's why I think he stopped investing in this business. And also, ayun, parang it was a lesson learned for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos ngayon, mas conscientious na siya sa ganyan. Na if you are going to be investing and if you are saying that it is our money, then I think parang dapat on board tayong dalawa na is this a good investment or not? Minsan nga, tagal na namin mag-decide eh. Parang like, for example, he's taking a review class now for the board exam. Parang should I take this more expensive board review or the cheaper one? Tapos, you know, there's a lot of weighing ng pros and cons na, kasi bakit yung kinuha mo, kemi. So, ganun. Mm-hmm. Parang, I mean, kasi this is just a perspective from us na sobrang tagal na namin na. Dati kasi, parang, nung hindi pa kami talaga married, nandun pa ako sa fence na, even if he says it's our money, it's still his. So, I'm just gonna observe him from afar kung tama ba yung investments niya. But now that we're married, it sure is our money. It's our money. So, before you invest, mag-ano muna tayo, mag-usap muna tayo, ganyan.
Because, you know, whether it's a good or bad investment, at the end of the day, kayo dalaway sasalo niyan eh. So, you need to be prepared for both.
True. So, parang at the end of the day, kung nagkamali siya, meron akong fault dun. Kasi I said, yeah, go invest in that.
Kasi mahirap yun na alam mo yun na i-blame ko if it, you know, if the investment goes bad, the blame is only on one party. I think for if money of that size is going to be invested, I think it has to be a collective decision. If you know, if it's a shared money, does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga partners kayo. Mm-hmm. You are partners. You are, even if parang one, I don't know if how other couples work. Pero ganun kasi sa amin, even if one party is only working, parang, sorry, maling grammar ka, even if it's only one party that's working, it's still considered shared. Because, you know, I help you while you're working. I do, you know, other things on the side to help you or to support your work. So that, you know, it's unpaid labor, but, you know, this is the partnership that we have.
Yeah. Kasi involved ko din dun sa budgeting and stuff like that. That's also a money-related activity for, you know, your contribution to the relationship.
Diba? Yeah.
Mm. Alam mo, sa akin, parang ano, maswerte ako na si Abe marunong sa pera. And yung course niya, yung college was BA din. So parang, alam niya kung paano paikutin yung pera, marunong sa kung paano humawak nun. And natutuwa ako na maswerte din ako na simple lang din yung gusto niya sa buhay.
Mm. Ay, true yan. Ako din, thankful ako.
Umabot sa point na ako pa yung nagsasabi sa kanya na yung kinita mo dyan, mag-treat ka naman for yourself. Kasi kunwari, yung ibang friends niya from his previous project, bumibili na ng PlayStation, ganyan. Tapos parang ako, meron ka bang gusto? Ayaw mo bumili. Alam mo ba, hindi siya nag-bisikleta. Kinonvince ko pa siya kasi kakabili niya lang ng maliit na bisikleta. Gusto niya ng mountain bike.
Ang cute si Abe, naka-mountain bike.
naka-mountain bike na siya ngayon. So, sabi niya, kakabili ko lang kasi ng bisikleta. Pero gusto mo ng mountain bike and may pera ka for it. Kailangan ko pa siyang i-convince minsan na we deserve mo to.
Mm.
Yeah, ganyan din yung asawa ko. Alam mo ba, parang I feel bad sometimes na every time sisweldo ako, I would buy myself like the stuff I want. Like, I mean, hindi naman din ako mabisyo, pero like, for example, magkikay ako, diba? So I'll buy makeup. Ngayon, syempre, of course, we're having a baby, hindi ko na ginagawa yun. Parang makeup and stuff, shoes, mga ukay clothes. Tapos yung asawa ko, every time sisweldo ako or siya, if I ask him, what do you want? Ano, chinelas? Ganon! Brief! As in,
dudo!
Taasan mo naman yung gusto mo kasi you deserve the world. I'll give it to you. Parang hindi okay lang bilang mo ako ng brief. Diba? Slippers, t-shirt. Tapos if he asks for it, I'll buy it. If pag ako yung may spending power. Pag siya naman, ganon din siya sa akin. Though ngayon, self-control, sis, may baby na tayo.
sige. Papasok ngayon dyan yung next question ko. Was there ever a purchase that ninago nyo sa partner nyo?
Alam mo, hindi ko kaya. Aamin ako in the end. Parang, I bought it. I'm sorry. Hindi ko kaya. Dati, oo. Ay, hindi, dati nga, yeah, I'll buy it. Tapos in the end, magko-confess ako na, gusto ko kasing bilhin eh.
Ako wala. Pero kasi, hindi dahil tinatago ko, kasi hindi naman tinatanong.
technically, hindi mo tinago.
Yung bagong damit. Hindi ko sasabihin sa kanya, siguro kasi hindi pa combined yung finances namin. Papunta pa lang kasi kami doon, kasi we are planning to live together. Papunta pa lang kami doon. So, alam mo, yun yung mga binibili ko at yung gastusin ko, akin lang yun lahat. Ayun, wala akong maitago. Kasi hindi naman, di ko naman siya tinatago. Di ko lang nababanggit.
That's smart.
Technically, di ba?
What about you, Athena? Was there ever expense na tinago mo?
Wala. Kasi ako naman, pera ko yun eh. Everything na ginagastos ko, pera ko. So, for example, tinatanong niya ako kung anong gusto kong gift from him. Sabi ko sa kanya, just buy me great food. Masaya na ako dun. I don't ayoko kasi yung bibigyan niya ako ng bag. I have lots of bags. I can buy a bag. But like yung experience of eating something with him, that's, hindi yun nababayaran. Kaya mas gusto ko yun. Like, a date. Ganun.
Yeah. I think in terms of, you know, relationships like that, where one has the bigger buying power, you know, I think one way or another, it has to be balanced out in a way wherein the other partner provides a perspective or experiences that otherwise wouldn't be available to the other partner. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's good. What about this? Are you now in that stage of your relationship? Ina, obviously, yes, diba? Wherein you're already making big investment together as a partner. And if you are, what's that?
no bigger than this, ma'am. We're having a baby. That's no bigger than this.
But what about the others? Athena, right now, you know, you're at the start of your relationship, but at the same time, you know, given yung dynamic din yun, no? So it's kind of, it's different from, I suppose, from other millennial or other Gen Z's your age. Are you already at that stage? And knowing you, are you already at that stage wherein you're already thinking of making an investment together? It doesn't have to be big. Maybe it's just a joint project that you're doing or you're investing in.
I cannot say that it's an investment. Kasi, di ba, an investment, you get something back, right? Pero, siguro, meron kaming joint na binabayaran na both namin napapakinabangan. Which is parking. Medyo big siya. Pero, yun talaga, hati. Kasi parehas namin ginagamit yon equally. So, for example, di ba sabi ko, ako yung gumagastos most of the things, like groceries, ganon. But I never travel ng commute ever. He never lets me.
Ay! Never yung bukwat, inalapakan ko!
Yan. Like one time, I have to like, go to BGC, go to Makati Med, go to, basta may nilalakad akong stuff. Tapos, I have to go back to BGC again and then go home. Hinatid sundo niya ako all day.
Ganda, ganda.
Ay, natapakan ko na matina yung buhok mo ay busin mo. Taba.
And I think with that, I'm super thankful for him na may dynamic kami na ganun na alam niyang another expense on my end. Angkas-angkas, ganon. Or like, habal-habal, ganon. So, what he does is, hinahatid sundo niya ako from the office if he can.
Sabi niya, ako na lang ang angkasin mo from now on.
OMG, hindi na ako sanay sumakay sa ibang motor. Sometime, tinagay kong yakapin si yung angkas ko. Ako kasi sanay na ako na yumayakap sa driver ng motor.
Hindi na pag mama yun, ang hirap talaga ang labanan nung ano, balit ng tirador ka ng angkas.
Pero ayun, I guess yung both joint na big sa amin right now is parking. And I'm also really lucky na pinrovide ng mom ko yung down payment nun na binabayaran namin both sa kanya ng paunti-unti. Kasi that's a big kasi yung ano eh, kasi para siyang rent na you have to like 3 months advance, 1 month deposit, parang ganun.
Napaisip tuloy ako kung meron kaming na-invest na ganyan dati.
Sige, while you're thinking, what about you, Shari? Obviously, no, you're starting ang magkakaroon kayo ng upcoming big investment together, which is yung kikipan ninyo. How are you preparing for that? Or is, how are you preparing for that?
Matagal na namin na pag-uusapan yan. Tapos, sobrang nag-prepare lalo na siya kasi first time niyang lalayo sa...
Upod, oo.
Saka siya yung may gusto kasi ang sinuggest ko pa nga sana is mabuhay muna siya on his own. Pero sabi niya, ganun din eh, lagi kang nandito, if ever, ganyan.
Totoo naman.
So parang sabi ko, okay, sige. So ang nangyari actually, kanina kami nag-start mag-scout.
Ang cute! Sarap-sarap yan. Sarap-sarap ng feeling na ganyan.
Hindi, mainit ang ulo ko. Medyo mainit yung ulo ko kanina kasi I've been waiting for this for I think 1 year na. Laging na-debili. Nagagastos ko na nagagastos yung pera. Tapos, hindi ko na alam kung matutuloy pa. Ano bang mangyayari? Why do I always have to adjust? Eh, alam mo yun, pwede naman ako lumipat on my own na. Kaso ang inisip ko, kung mag-end up, na lilipat din kami together, dagdag gastos yun. So, So, ang natutuwa ko dito, we really invest in the relationship. Na parang ayun nga, sige, magwe-wait ako, hintayin ko, kasi doble yung gastos, dun din ang punta. Eh siya din, dun din yung thinking, alam niya na dun din ang punta niya, punta namin together. So, ayun, kanina, nag-start na kami kasi wala akong ibang time pa. So kanina sabi ko sige 1 to 7, 1 to 6 no, hanap tayo. May mga nakita naman.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Coming prospect so far. And maliban doon, pinag-usapan namin yung paano ba dapat sa bahay. As in, hino-foresee na namin kung ano ba yung pwedeng maging problem, ano ba yung gusto kong freedom na meron ako sa loob ng bahay, ganyan. And yun, feeling ko yung mga responsibilities na ginagawa niyo so far with your partners, doon magsa-start pa lang kami. Hindi naman talaga joint yung anything sa amin so far eh. More on, andito kasi ako sa pahinta, I want to make it right because I want to do it right with him. And I'm just lucky na we are on the same page sa lagay na yun na parang siya din, he wants to do it right. So parang, wait, anong tawag dito? Huwag nating madaliin. Papa namin to, umabot na nga ng isang taon sa kakahintay, ganyan. And alam mo, ang pinaka natutuwa ako is because we have so much respect sa isa't isa na natatakot kang hindi lang sa ayaw mong makadisappoint, but alam mo yun, yung bawat decision, we trust each other dun sa mga decision na yun. And kung magkamali, it is more on, maybe it is a lesson that we both have to learn.
Yeah. Actually, totoo yan. When you start, you know, starting a life with your partner. Ako, major yon. Don't be so hard on yourself. Kasi hindi siya fairy tale. Hindi rin siya. And I don't wanna scare people away from it, ah. Kasi, di ba, marami na, ay, naku, mahirap yan, kasi ganyan. I don't wanna be that, you know, that person. It is gonna be hard. It's like living with a roommate. Yun nga lang, hindi mo siya pwedeng, di ba, pag may roommate kang nakakaasar, pwede kang mag-sprack. Ano ba yan? Gusto ka nagtinggan! Yung gano'n. Pero ito kasi because you're partners and as much as possible you approach them lovingly. But it will take a toll on you na parang hindi ko na kaya maging passive aggressive. Yung ganon. But I don't wanna scare people into not starting a life with their partner. It's so exciting lalo na pag naghahanap ng furniture ganyan. Ay, ang sarap. Tare.
Pupunta na kami doon. Eh, yun, you know what? Parang, ang natutuwa ako is the fact na alam kong I am with the right person because hindi namin binibilang pareho kung ano yung nabibigay or naambag namin sa isa't isa.
I think so that's a that's process important. Na you learn.
Oo, ang hirap noon pag magbibilangan kayo kasi iba yung kaya niya ibigay sa kaya ko ibigay. May mga, marami siyang kayang ibigay na hindi ko afford eh. Pero kasi, medyo confident ako dun sa fact na ang dami ko ding nabibigay sa kanya pabalik na hindi kayang tumbasan ng pera.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think, experiences na yun, nabibigay ko talaga kasi parang yun yung meron ako eh. Yun yung asset na meron ako na I want to share with you.
I think just to jump off there, no, I think, the biggest, because right now, you know, the things that he wants to invest in, girl, I cannot. Parang inisip niya mag-buy ng karo lately. Sabi ko, oh, good luck.
God bless.
Kasi yun. Kung diba, kung mag-i-contribute man ako doon, pocket change lang yung mabibigay ko. Literal pocket change. Kung may bariya ko dito, lagay mo na doon sa Alcantara.
Ate, ano, pang-bayad ka ng
tol. Siguro pang toy na lang yung ibibigay ko, no? Pero in any case, I think andun din eh. Ang biggest investment na tinutulungan ko siya ngayon is yung the house. Na right now, we're redecorating his house. Because originally, this place is meant to be a hotel. So when you come into the apartment, it has that hotel aesthetic. which, you know, is something that he likes because he likes thing, he likes the premium feel. But then as we were discussing it, about, because I get what you mean. And I also like that aesthetic, but I only like to see that in hotels. That's the thing, in hotels. This is not a hotel. This is your house or this is your home. You're paying for it. I think it has to reflect yung, ano mo, yung personality mo. It has to be filled with things na, you know, doesn't have to have a lot of things, but I think it has to be filled with things that you're, we call this, that you're passionate about, that reflects who you are. Like, for example, sabi ko, yan, yung painting na yan, yung abstract painting na yan, is that you? Eh, mga ganun. Nagkakaroon kami ng ganun conversation. O, sige, let's try to find whatever works. And then, for the past month, labas-pasok kami sa Mandawi Foam, labas-pasok kami sa SM, nagtitingin lang kami, or nag-check kami sa Instagram or Shopee, nagbibuild kami ng mga cabinet na binibili niya. Because, sabi ko, this one, does it, you know, natutuwa ka pa sa kanya? Or kaya pag mamimili siya, what about this color? Do you like this one? Sabi ko, I think masyado ka na maraming white sa, ano mo, sa room mo. Fill it with something lang, just to make it pop out. And I think lately, yung pinakagusto ko naging expense namin is bumili kami ng curtain na gold, sabi ko. Eh, nakuha ko kasi yun sa isang one of my favorite writers na kinikwento niya yung ano yung when they were decorating. And the curtain, because it's gold and wide set yung windows, whenever it's sunny, we can close the window. Tapos, golden din yung room namin. Para may par yung room namin, pero hindi siya par yung intensity. Para lang yung golden mornings yung dating sa amin.
Mahabit ba? May haka ko dyan. Pwedeng orange. Kasi ganyan yung akin, orange. Kaya maganda lagi.
Huwag na kayo mag-gold. Mahal yun.
Ay, mag-gold. Orange.
O hindi. 720 lang yun siya. For two sets na yun. Ano?
720? Ang
hindi, two-set na kasi siya. Parang two-set na kasi siya. Alam mo yun.
Okay lang. I'm so proud of your purchase, Kuya Yus.
Yeah, with the kind of aesthetic nung bahay nga nila, kailangan nata 720.
O hindi. Alam, sabi ko ba naman, gusto ko maging frugal sa episode na to. Frugal yung datingan ko. Yung pala.
Yung pala yung kursina.
Mas frugal kami sa'yo, Kuya Yus.
Oo, alam mo, yung frugality ko, yung orange kong kurtina, ilang beses na yan binutas ng pusa ako. Sinusulsi ko lang pabalik.
Alam mo, kaya kailangan ko ng sunlight sa buhay ko kasi for me yung 7:30, gulang yan.
We love sunlight.
That's
we
love, I love sunlight. They're making me financially literate.
Mama,
dito sa crowd na to, ikaw ang may pinakakailangan.
sige. Ito yung $1 million question na mapapano rin yung mga kapitbahay natin. Is money or finances ever a factor in choosing a partner?
Never.
Never. What about you, Athena?
Ako? Honestly, it used to be. It used to be. You know? Like, parang... No, when I was younger, it's nice to think na may magarang car yung jowa mo. And like,
kaya nga, diba, Athena, sinabi ko sa'yo, nung nakaangkas gaming ka, sabi ko, nagulat ako nung sinabi mo na hinatid ka ni, ano, ni jowa. So, sa kalak, ay, taray, naka-car si Athena.
Sasabay ka pa dapat.
Sasabay pa ako dapat.
Asa na yung ride natin?
Kasi magpapatid ako doon sa 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God. Mapapanak ako noon. Asa na yung ride? Diba?
Guys, hindi kami namaliit. It's just that lagi kasi bukang bibig ni Athena doon. Pag partner, karumba.
Oo.
So para sabi ko, sabi ko, wow. Ang cast gamer na pala. Ang cast gaming na si Athena. Sabi na nga ba, may trend talaga eh.
Yeah. So with that thinking, I've met a lot of not nice people who treated me like not so good.
Yung tipong, nakikisakay ka na nga eh. Yung ganon.
Like parang, because they have more power over me. Like, I have to ibaba yung sarili ko.
Yeah, you mean parang, they have this, symbolic power, I suppose, by having the car.
I mean, it's not just the car. It's like, may buying power sila. Like, because you can flex me to your friends, I can treat you not so good.
Mm.
So, and then I met this person. I met my current partner. Meron siyang motor. Which is okay, kasi naihilo kaya ako sa mga car rides. Which is perfect.
Nagbago na ngayon.
Totoo, hindi ako nag-grab because of that. Kahit maulan, kahit bumabagyo, bumabaha, hinahatid niya ako whenever. So, wow. I know I'm in good hands.
Mm.
And now, thinking, hindi na siya factor for me, yung money. Because now, I'm earning a lot of money, which I can spend. And it's not a lot. I mean, it's enough for me. And more. Alam mo yun? Like, for me to live, meron pang sobra.
Yeah,
yun. Di na siya factor for me. And I think, naging factor sa decision na yun is that I have a great job and nag-grow up na din ako.
Yeah.
Alam mo, nakaka-relate ako doon sa sinabi ni Sari. Kasi growing up, you know, of course, natural yun sa families, especially back then, no, when they didn't have enough education regarding that. Na yung mag-aaway yung family or yung parents mo regarding finances. Because life is hard. We have to accept that. Sa akin, hindi siya factor in a sense na dati naghahanap ako ng partner na may pera. Pero naghahanap ako ng partner dati na hindi issue yon. Whether we have it or not, ayokong pag-awayan namin siya. Kasi traumatic yun eh. Yung when you see people fighting over finances, parang you get an anxiety, di ba? Na parang, ala, ganito ba talaga yung buhay? Alam mo yung pagtatanda ka, parang ala, ganito ba talaga na pag nag-asawa ka na or pag may partner ka, pag-aawayan nyo yun. So, hindi siguro ako conscious, but then, when he was my boyfriend and he opened up, you know, talking about money in with such ease na parang may walang issue and hindi yun pakitang tao. Parang, hindi, okay lang. Magkano kailangan mo? Papahiramin kita. And then he's not, because he considers us partners, he's not, you know, rigidly asking for it back. Parang na, ano ako, na, parang alam mo yung na-at ease ako. So, you know, in a sense, hindi siya issue sa akin yung money. But it was more of how they thought about money.
Yeah.
How they handle the situation na pag walang pera, gigiriin ba niya? I mean, sometimes I catch myself doing that eh. Parang, oh, alam mo yon. But then, because he's so kind to me, not that pipigil ako yung self ko, like medyo pinipressure ko siya dati na, ano ba yan? I think we need more ganto. And then he's always like, ah, hindi, just relax. We're gonna find the resources. Don't stress. And totoo naman, sabi niya, don't stress about it. It is hard. But you know, if na-stress ka lang. But you still have to look for the money, right? So, hanapin mo na lang yung pera.
You know what? I recently learned that. Kasi when we were just starting on, madalas na siya nandito, which is after ko siyang sagutin. Nakita niya ako na umiiyak while writing down my finances. Nakita niya ako na umiiyak because of that. Like, because wala na akong pera, sabi ko. Like, I still have 2 weeks more to go before yung sweldo. And I don't have money on my bank account. And I don't know where to find money for the both of us to eat. Kasi at that time, wala din siyang job. Like, naghahanap pa siya ng job. So, like, dun talaga, like, na-test kung gaano ka-importante sa aming dalawa or sa relationship namin yung pera. And natutunan ko siya na hindi na ma-stress na super by budgeting. Na sinasabi ko na ngayon na ito lang kaya ko. Ito lang kaya natin. Yun. Pero even though, hindi talaga kami nagtitipid sa pagkain.
Totoo yan. Ako din.
May one rule kami. Mayaman kami pag sa pagkain. Pero sa ibang bagay, poverty kami.
Yeah. I'd like to say na, I've actually, you know, when we were doing our notes for this episode, no, and I saw this question, I've been actively thinking about it. You know, when it comes down to it, of course, money doesn't matter. But I'm also thinking na God forbid na may mangyari sa relationship namin ni Toto. I think I cannot be in a relationship na with someone who is not as driven as he is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think it's more on that. It's not on the financial prowess. Eh. It's more on the willingness to chase after ambition. Alam mo yun, yung mga ganung bagay. Even if it's not a big one, as long as there is ambition there. Because based from past experiences, I'm very relaxed and sedated when it comes to pursuing the things that I want. That's what I realized. Which I think runs counter to the way I talk about myself, no? But it really is that. I think that's a pain point in terms of, you know, some of my former partners. Na parang some things are very possible with me, but because I'm so lax and sedated when it comes to, you know, getting up in the morning and chasing after it, I'm not getting what I'm supposed to, or I'm not, you know, maximizing the full potential of whatever opportunity that I have. It was Toto who made me realize na, you know, ambition, it's not bad to have ambitions. Because for a while, and I think nakwento ko to sa iyo, Ina, during, I don't know, maybe yung mga kasagsagan ng pandemic, na I'm scared of having ambitions now, or I'm scared of having big dreams because I end up falling face down. No? But it was him that kind of drove me into it. Na parang, no, you have to pick up. And I saw it through action, you know, the way he goes out, gets up every day and do the things that he needs to do. So, you know, to answer the question, is it necessary? No, it's not. It's not for me. But at the same time, I think what's necessary for me is he must have, or that person must have, a certain drive or ambition that, you know, I can otherwise work with, or, you know, we can build together. So again, like finance, I think I have a weird relationship with money because I grew up having it. I knew its importance, how it can exponentially make life easier. You know, people are saying money doesn't buy happiness. No, it doesn't buy happiness. That is true, but it can afford you a good house, you know, a house where you don't have to worry about your security, a house where you don't have to worry about getting hungry. Alam mga ganun bagay. It can buy you that peace of mind those kinds of stuff. Those are very, whether we like it or not, we run and thrive in a world that is defined and work around the concept of money. So I want a partner to have that kind of prescience in there from their end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that it does. It does. And I think if hindi naman siya valid for us, it's valid for you.
Yeah.
It's the way that you see living with a partner or surviving with a partner. Na at least isa kayo ng trajectory when it comes to like handling money and finances.
Yeah.
Because I think overall, that's what is important, is that you are on the same page. You can have an agreement with your partner na I keep part of my money, you keep part of yours.
Yeah.
As long as that's, you know, open and agreed and, you know, not gonna be a problem for both of you, then.
Yeah. So I guess this now boils down to our final question, no?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say are your tried and tested advice on money and relationships?
Yun, nasabi ko na. Parang to me, whether, kasi sometimes it doesn't work for others. Mm-hmm. There are others that want to keep, that, you know, consider that their feed up. Kasi kasi for me, yung malaya sa amin as partners, yung interpretation namin, is we have money pulled together.
Mm.
We share. And we are free to use as long as it doesn't, you know, hurt our partner.
Mm.
Pero may mga iba, yung interpretation nila is I'm free if I have my own.
Yeah. That's so, very, very, very true.
Yeah. So, alam mo yon, parang, kasi feeling ko, what brought about this interpretation of freedom sa amin ng partner ko is because we don't have much. Like, we're not big buck earners. So if we pool together our resources, it gives us, you know, it gives us more opportunity. And, you know, just if all we need is just to talk about it and say, should we spend on this? Should we not? So that to us works. But if you're, for example, you are the type of partner na I need my own money. And, you know, she needs her own money. And that's fine too. As long as I think yung the parameters that you have when it comes to finances are clear. I would advise against being passive-aggressive. Yung mga, hindi, okay lang pautangin kita. Pero hindi pala. Alam mo yon. Be honest, I think. Kung hindi, sometimes kasi hurtful siya. Marami ako nakikita sa mga adulting pages na ganyan yung dilemma.
Blems.
Parang, papautangin ko ba siya or not? Kasi baka ma-hurt siya. I think if your partner doesn't want to lend you money, you have to respect that. Sometimes it hurts. But maybe they're saving for something else. Maybe they're saving for your future.
Or maybe it could be informed by an experience.
Yes. But there's, pero wala namang hindi madadaan sa pag-uusap eh. As long as you assure, I mean, from your end, as long as you assure them and babayaran mo talaga sila, then I think you're gonna be able to resolve that.
What about you, Athena? Athena? Ay, Adasari.
Ako, budget talaga. I have 4 categories. Ay, 5 categories. I have food, travel, grocery, and fun money and savings. Yung fun money, it's for dates, for like, kung gusto ko lang may bilhin sa Shopee, mga ganun. Yung food naman, like yung food na bibilhin sa labas, like Jollibee, mga ganun. Yung travel naman, like kunyari, I have to travel nang hindi niya ako yahatid or commute. Yung savings naman, I categorized it in 3. Yung savings ko, I have savings, emergency fund, and future travels. Because medyo important sa akin yung travel talaga, guys.
No, guys. Traveler so, talaga si Athena.
So, yeah. Sa akin, nag-work yung system na to na kasi nakikita ko visually kung magkano pa yung pera ko and magkano pa yung pera namin. And if may mabibigay siya, then great! Thank you! Then, if not, then this is the only thing that we can spend. And mas free, because I have categories, I have free to enjoy for some time. And then kapag pecho de peligro na, dasal! Pero also, I guess, talagang big thing yung trust and the make assigned things to do. Especially when you're living with your partner. Like, for example, I do the cooking. He does the dishes. And that's a system na hindi na nire-remind. Like, gusto ko kasi pag nagluto ako, nakakapagod kasi yun. Ayoko na maghugas ng pinggan. So, siya na yung tatayo. Like, willingly na siya. And it's, hindi siya yung binabato and hindi siya sinusumbat. And that's important. Na, especially when you're with a partner, feeling ko important na may understanding and communication kayo, especially if it involves money.
May dadagdag lang ako kay Athena regarding, kasi di ba na sabi mo kanina na you've met some people who use their financial power over you. Ako yun din, that's part of my advice. It doesn't mean, because that's a hot topic now, it doesn't mean, especially if you're married or if you're in a long-term relationship, it doesn't mean one person is more financially capable that they hold the power. If you are more financially capable, you have to recognize that there are invisible things that your partner does that aid you into earning that much money. Because if you can eliminate everything they've ever contributed and say that I've earned my money on my own, then okay, congrats. Pero I'm pretty sure it's impossible kasi, di ba, they do a lot of things to ease your life.
Yes.
So parang it doesn't give you the right to hold that over them. Naku na, nagbabayad dito lahat eh. Ganyan.
Yeah. So,
but at the same time, kung ikaw naman yung recipient nun, nung, you know, somebody's more financially powerful than you and they are providing everything, then you have to also do your part to provide something for them na intangible.
Mm. Kasi nga, di ba, ang relationship ay partnership, guys. Hindi siya black and white.
And I think, you know, as indelicate as this may sound, a relationship is also a transaction, one way or another.
True.
You benefit from it by giving each other, you know, goods, whether material or otherwise.
Yes.
So I think, yes, we can, you know, there are those, there are some contributions might be quantifiably greater than the other. But at the end of the day, each of the contribution makes the whole, the sum whole of the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes. Hindi, hindi lang money ang nagpapatakbo na relasyon. It's a collection of things.
Yeah. What about you, Sari? What advice can you give that works for you in relationships and money?
Ano, huwag kayong pumasok sa pera or sa usapin ng pera kung hindi kayo sigurado sa isa't isa. You have... Kailangan malinaw sa inyong dalawa na pareho kayo ng gusto in life. Like, pareho niyong gustong nandun ng isa't isa sa mga susunod na panahon ng buhay ninyo. Kasi ang hirap nung mahal mo lang, convenient or, alam mo yun, strong feelings lang with each other, pero hindi mo sure, hindi mo pa nakikita, hindi mo rin sigurado kung pareho kayo ng gusto. Importante na nakikita mong tama yung tao. Kasi pag tama yung tao, magiging madali for both of you. You don't really need to explain what you can give and what you cannot. Kumbaga, alam nyo na merong mabibigay yung isa at hindi natin pababayaan ng isa't isa. So, I think talaga, before anything else, before you get into the financial part of the relationship, I think it's a really big step na kailangan ihanda mo yung sarili mo mentally, emotionally, financially. Kasi parang for the past few months, talaga yung iniisip ko, parang ano ba yung mga usual yung pinag-aawayan, ano ba yung issues na dapat maklear bago natin pasukin tong next step na to. So I really have to figure out and think, ready na ba ako? Ready na ba kami? Is he that person or is he not? And so far, parang okay pa naman lahat. So, ayun, thankful naman ako. Pero yun, guys, do it with the right person. And you will know it. It will turn out peacefully
Like, kunyari soft-spoken yung tao in terms of money and hindi nagiging issue yon. Like, for example, nag-aaway kayo. Susumbat. That's like, yun yung pinaka-poison
Red flag yon pag sinusumbat. To me, red flag yon.
Parang,
hindi ko naman ito hiningi. Parang, inabeya lang sa sense. Bakit? Parang, kasalanan ko.
Ako siguro, to me, it's going to be, there has to be an open communication, no? In terms of both money and the relationship in order for it to work. Diba?
Yes, important communication.
Na parang it's not just simply within the relationship, but even before starting the relationship. And of course, once that is done, you know, doon na magkakaroon ng adjustments or negotiations. Like for example, sabi ni Toto na, you know, to give context, I don't travel, guys. That's, kina-edgy ko yun na tamad ako mag-travel. But then, you know, when we were talking, you know, the first date, no, and when we were the first stages of our relationship, one of the things that, you know, Toto made clear that traveling is an essential part of him to decompress, you know, after working, ganyan-ganyan. Sabi niya, I'm not obligating you to spend money and travel with me wherever, but I would appreciate you being there. So on my end, alam mo yun, I found it incumbent unto me to, you know, find ways in order for me to participate in that passion of his. Does that make sense? But at the same time, sinabi ko rin sa kanya na sabi ko, hey, I'm working, even if I'm working now, I'm working in a corporate setting, I will still do theater work. And sometimes those theater being as it is right now, some of them will come at a very discounted price, you know, or sometimes it's going to be free labor. And I don't want you to badger me na, why are you taking jobs that are not paying you? Alam mo yan? Does that make sense? Sinabi, yun yung parang naging trade-off namin doon. Parang, this is what's important for me. If you're asking me that, should I be paid or how much I'm going to be paid, I can give an honest amount. But I also know that, you know, these people, they're also working under a certain budget, or at the same time, you know, the cost is greater than the budget. The cost, CAUSE, not COST. So if I believe the cost, then I will participate in the project regardless of the payment, whether there is payment or not. And Because I've been in a relationship like that, eh, or I've been with a partner like that, eh, we're in, you know, whenever, kunwari, malalaman yun, I'm doing a project with UP, or yung, syempre yung mga bagets ng UP, walang pera yan, di ba? I mean, dahil estudyante sila, gets ba?
Grabe, naghusga siya doon.
Di ba yung mga, oh, yung mga student production, yung gumagawa ng thesis, na para yeah, fine, okay, nagtatabi sila ng pera para sa production, pero yung konsepto sa akin na alam niyo yung ibabayad niyo sa akin, gastusin niyo na lang para sa pagpapaganda ng set ninyo. Alam mo yan, gastusin niyo na sa halimbawa, kung kulang kayo ng tao, gamitin niyo dun sa manpower niyo doon. Hmm. Doon yun na siya gastusin. And minsan, you know, I've had a partner na sinumbat sa akin na ba't ka ba nag-ano dyan? Hindi naman nag-i-improve yung ano mo. Yung, kumbaga parang wala siyang commensurate value dun sa, kumbaga, sa CV ko or whatever. Sabi ko, but that's not the point. Kasi if I wanted to earn money, if money yung habol ko, then I would have taken a freelance job on a in a corporate setting. And it's not a case of being hardcore or edgy or artist or whatever. But these are kids or these are students who really, just really want to make the best out of their situation. They want to pass, they want to graduate. No, but they also want to do a work that they could be proud of. And if I can contribute to that, then wonderful. And if one day they can repay me one way or another, then I'm not going to say no, you know. Alam yung mga ganun bagay.
Yeah.
So that was already a stipulation that was brought in pa early on pa lang sa relationship namin. And I think that's one of the things that we should not shy about when talking about, you know, getting into a new relationship with any partner. Your expectations and lifestyle. Diba? Because hindi ako naniniwala na yung your partner shouldn't change you. Alam mo yun? May mga ganong argument kasi na parang he's trying to change me. I think if it's not for the worse, or if it doesn't kill you, alam mo yun? If it doesn't compromise your personhood, I think we can all afford a little influence in our lives. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, for example, you know, with seeing Toto work from 8 to 5 and then sometimes it's going over and beyond for, you know, to, because that, in a way, client servicing din yung ginagawa niya, no? Just to make the client feel special and stuff like that. Sana sabi ko, my God, what consistency in the past. Sabi ko, I want that incorporated to my lifestyle. And now, you know, I'm trying hard at it. And I think that's also something that, you know, find a partner that will influence you in good ways, diba? I think, and you can see that in terms of, in the offing pa lang of the relationship. But that's just me. Of course, you know, at the end of the day, how you work about your finances as a couple, it will be entirely up to you because you might be into weird processes, but then it works out in the end legally, diba? Then, well, who are we to judge? Diba?
True. Kung nag-work para sa inyo, then nag-work siya. You don't have to be pressured by the advice of other people if it's working for you.
Yes. However, mga kapitbahay, if you are, you know, of course, ang dami na namin binigay na advice at mga kwento today. But if, you know, if you feel like you still need a little bit more direction in terms of, especially if you're going for something very specific, you know, you're also at a very specific juncture in your life and you have this money, you don't know how to do it or you don't know how to, where to put it or how to properly invest it. Guys, Sun Life got your back. Tama ba? Sun Life got your back.
Got your back. Diba?
Sun Life's apostrophe S. Sun Life's got your back.
Sun Life's got your back. Sorry, guys, Sun Life.
Nawalan pa ng brain cells.
Pa-ending na, dun pa nawalan na. Guys, don't worry. Sun Life's got your back because Sun Life provides free financial consultation to, you know, to help you plan for your future, whatever that may be. So, in order for you to avail that, guys, you just have to check the link in description. Guys, go na. If you're looking for the sign, ito na yun. Ito na yun, guys. Just check out and avail na. Again, it's free consultation. And for all you know, it could be the first step to a bright and fruitful partnership, diba? So, meron ka ng bagong katuwang. Your finances are also safe, diba? Sun Life Isa pang campaign dyan, oh.
Sun Life, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sun Life. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, so guys, since nabanggit na namin yung Sun Life, they are also offering contest. Siyempre, pak ganon, may
pa-contest. Ang dami namang offer ng Sun Life. May free consultation.
Diba? Best in offering.
Panalo tayo sa Sun Life.
Tama. So, our podcasts are one of the lucky podcasts which are involved sa Sun Talks On Demand. Ang Promo Mechanics ay ikiklik niyo yung link found in the episode description and then i-vote niyo yung favorite podcaster niyo. Which is kami, di ba? Kami.
O naman, guys, dito nyo nalaman. Pero iba-iba boto nyo. Huwag naman ganyan.
Okay, naman, guys.
Ayan. So, after yung mag-vote, meron kayong i-fill out na form to get one raffle entry. O, tama, di ba? Boboto nyo na kami. May raffle entry pa kayo. So, ano pa hinihintay nyo? You can get a chance to win 50,000 worth of giveaway gift certificates from Sun Life. 50,000 yun, guys. Are you gonna miss this opportunity?
Take na mga guys. Ayan.
So, if you vote, yung raffle winner will be announced on December 10, 2022. I love it, guys. Ang daming offer.
Oh, baka naman guys
for Christmas din, 'di ba? Para ano din? Para ano na 'yan? Nasa ilagay na natin 'yan sa bahay fund ni Ina.
Oo nga, gawin niyo 'to para sa akin. Charot lang mga kapitbahay, hindi 'yung requirement.
Wala lang bragging rights lang sa atin dahil tayo 'yung favorite podcaster nila.
Guys, alam namin favorite nyo kami. So, ano ba?
Paramdam nyo naman.
Paramdam nyo sa amin. Emmy!
Yan. So, yun mga kapitbahay, join the promo, join the contest para ano naman tayo, para lahat tayo panalo, di ba? You know, napanalo nyo na kami. You also get the chance to win those prizes and giveaways from Sun Life. Masaya tayong lahat, di ba? Yan.
Tama.
So, we'd like to take this chance para pasalamatan, not just Sun Life, but also Podcast Network Asia, no, for their continued support with us through the years. Podcast Network Asia, you are a good investment.
I love it.
Investment for investing on us. Thank you very much for that. Guys, also give a listen to our four co-affiliates. You know, they're also dishing out very, very good content. Diba? So just visit Podcast Network Asia's website. And of course, follow us at all our social media accounts. Everything is at Kudazzers. That's Kudazzers. And also, guys, since andito na rin naman tayo, don't forget to follow Sun Life on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, you know, if may kuda kayo or anything na related about this topic na inspire kayo or mga stories na gusto nyo i-share related to this, use the hashtag Sun Talks On Demand and Sun Life PH or hashtag Live Life Brighter or hashtag Partner for Life. Ulitin ko mga kapitbahay ha, that's Sun Talks On Demand, Sun Life PH, hashtag Live Life Brighter, and hashtag Partner for Life. Ayan mga kapitbahay. Paano gawin natin brighter ang buhay ng isa't isa by supporting Sun Life and at the same time by supporting us, syempre. Ayan, di ba karespetado kami this episode?
O di ba ang galing namin? We are so disciplined today. Pero lagi naman po kaming disciplined. Minsan talaga, ano lang kami, super, super kwela. Di ba?
Sorry, may ibang rason ako ba tumatawa. Pero sige, later na.
Grabe kayo. Mababait kaya natin.
Ayan mga kapitbahay. Maraming salamat. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And again, guys, follow Sun Life. And of course, for financial advice, just check out the links below. Give them, try their free consultation, guys. It's free, so you get the chance to, you know, get your finances in order and start investing on good things starting today. Diba? Again, this has been Yudes.
This is Ina.
This is Ari.
And Athena here.
Oh, just listen to Hashtag Live Life Brighter.
Yeah.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.